Welcome to another edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider as Kansas City celebrates a road win to start the season over Jacksonville and now gets ready for the home opener against the Dallas Cowboys. Last week, the Chiefs won 28-2 over Jacksonville in one of the most dominating defensive performances in the history of the franchise. But now, Kansas City gets ready for the emotional home opener against a team that they've not beaten since 1998. We'll go under the helmet with Justin Houston, who was unblockable last week. He had 3 sacks in the game and is turning into one of the best linebackers in the AFC and one of the best pass rushers in the entire NFL. Plus, I'll sit down on Coach's Corner with head coach Andy Reid. He has perspective on the Cowboys. He's faced them the last 14 years. And then also, at Arrowhead Stadium, there's some amazing works of art that have shown up, now on the club level, but soon to be expanded throughout the entire complex. And we'll show you what that's all about later on in the show. But before we go any further, let's go back to last week's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, as the Chiefs dominated the Jags, a 28-2 victory where Jacksonville didn't cross the 50-yard line until 7 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the game. We've all heard the story as kids, the tortoise and the hare. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Well, you got to forgive me here if I don't mind having the rabbit in a Chiefs jersey. The Chiefs have started 0-2, 6 of the last 7, 7 of the last 9, and 9 of the last 13 years. If you win on the opening week of the season, you've got a 2x advantage of making it to the playoffs over teams that lose in week 1. So let's buy that rabbit a Chiefs jersey and get it going. It's the Chiefs versus the Jaguars on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Smith, slant, near side, caught by Charles!
That's fine throw to Donnie Avery.
Breaks a tackle and tiptoes into the end zone. Intercepted Brandon Flowers at the 40.
Fires it late for the end zone!
Touchdown!
At the 45, works the left sideline. 2 blockers at the 35. Up the left side, down to the 25.
Charles tries to cut it back. Block 15, turns on the Jets.
Back to throw, Gabbert.
In trouble, sack!
Gabbert in
trouble, another sack! Throw intercepted right into the arms of Tom Mahali!
Way to keep pressure on, right?
Yeah.
There's some things we can learn from this. We come back even stronger next week, right?
Yeah,
nice job, though. Nice job. Yes, all right, let's take it.
Hang on. Way to play it all the way to the end of the game. Shut out for the defense. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This was a big first step in terms of where we want to go. And it was also the first win for Andy Reid as head coach. Hey!
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby, we gotta get in there.
Jaguars had trouble blocking the Kansas City Chiefs all afternoon, and one guy they couldn't handle was Justin Houston, outside linebacker. Let's go under the helmet with number 50 and his 3 sacks.
Morissette is in now as a third down back. 3 wide, tight right. They release the tight end, Gabbert, in trouble. Sack! Down he goes for the fourth time in this game. Justin Houston's got his 2nd sack.
Well, we know to be a great defense, it starts up front. So, it'd be a time where we compete with each other. We usually, when one get a sack, it's like motivation to the other guy to get a sack. So, we use that as motivation to go keep going hard on each play. And to be a great defense, it starts up front. In the front four, you got to put pressure on the quarterback to help the DBs.
2 receivers right. Cecil Shorts has been quiet today. He had a drop earlier. Snap back to Gabbert. In trouble! Another sack!
Oh, man.
Gabbert has no chance. Justin Houston gets his 3rd sack of the game.
We just be having fun. You know? That's part of the game. Once you're having fun, you love making plays. Just having fun, you fly around making plays. And if you take it too serious, it won't be as much fun as it is. So, anytime when we talk about every game, what some celebration we would like to do, but we just know we're just having fun.
Look out! Man coverage to the right side. Back to throw Gabbert. In trouble, sack! The Chiefs sack him at the 13-yard line. Justin Houston came like a missile to the right side of Gabbert.
That's the motivation, too. The fans is a big help supporting this team, is using that as motivation. So it was special. It showed we got great support around the world. So especially on the home game, as many people we can get in those stands, that'll help out a lot. Me and a couple guys were talking about that. After the game, we were just looking in the stands. It was like, look how many people we got here. Can y'all imagine what Arrowhead going to be like next weekend? So we just know it's going to be a crazy environment coming this Sunday.
The experience at Arrowhead is unlike any other. You know, you don't go to many stadiums in the National Football League where you get there 4 hours before the game and the parking lot's filled up and everybody's tailgating and everybody's having a good time at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, most of the stadiums you go to, the fans are piling in right before kickoff. Not so in Kansas City. You know, I think we have the best fans in the NFL, and you know, the energy and the enthusiasm that they bring is awesome. And so, you know, we got to give them a lot to cheer for.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. When we return, head coach Andy Reid sets down with me for an exclusive one-on-one interview to get you ready for the Cowboys game. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi breaks down the key storylines leading up to kickoff at Arrowhead. Don't go away.
We're live here at the Arrowhead practice facility on a victory Monday. I think there are some smart Chiefs fans that know this is a hell of a performance, but we'll learn a lot more week two against the Dallas Cowboys. A Cowboys team that, even though they beat the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football, I think is eminently beatable.
We don't want to get caught up in just one game. We want to build on that, and going forward, it's all about Dallas executing our plan and getting that job done.
They're a heck of a football team. We'll prepare aggressively this week and make sure we're ready to play against a good football team.
The Chiefs emerged victorious in week one on the road, owning the largest margin of victory on opening weekend. But now, back at home, they face the Dallas Cowboys. The win last week was encouraging to Chiefs fans and showed phenomenal strides in all phases. But this week is an increased challenge against an opponent that presents new threats to Andy Reid's team. These are the three main points to focus on in this matchup. First, keeping the momentum. Coming off of a 28-2 win last week against Jacksonville leaves the Chiefs in prime position to keep that momentum rolling through this week. Playing at Arrowhead in front of an electric crowd will help the entire team to pick up right where they left off. Second, Bob Sutton's defense. They were nothing short of terrifying last week. Four Chiefs players combined to record 6 sacks. Tamba Hali celebrated his first ever pick 6, and the entire unit played lights out, culminating in a defensive shutout. This week, the pressure on the D is multiplied when they face a dynamic Dallas offense featuring Miles Austin and Jason Witten, among others, with Tony Romo under center. Finally, it's the start of a 3-week battle against the NFC East, the Cowboys, the Eagles, and then the Giants, opponents that the rest of the AFC West will also have to face. But this schedule allows a small margin of error. Starting off on the right foot today could help set the precedent over the next 2 weeks. The Chiefs' kingdom is ready to witness their team at Arrowhead Stadium for the first time in the regular season. The home opener is sold out. The anticipation is palpable. And today is a chance for Arrowhead to recapture its reputation as one of the most feared venues in all of the NFL.
Coach, to dominate an opponent defensively like you did, is a greater good there that goes beyond just an influence of 1 week?
Well, you build. I think that's important. And so you set a foundation and a standard, and then you want to continue to get better at that. That's the way the guys are going to approach the week. to get ready for the Cowboys. I think you try to do that throughout the season, all 16 games, and then whatever comes after that comes after that, but get better every week.
But a confidence standpoint, from the mental and emotional standpoint, how much does it help a team?
We always say like 90% of this game is from the neck up. It's important that you feel right about yourself. Keep yourself in the frame of mind where you're always going to try to work to get better, but that you have confidence and you play that way. You have a short memory, whether it's the last game or the last play. Learn from it and then get it out of your mind and let's go.
They can't get away from you, the NFC East. You can't get away from them. They're your first year here. That's the year to cross-pollinate, I always call it, against the NFC East. But the Cowboys in specific, what about the challenges defensively against them?
It is a treat to be able to play and play the NFC East. That's a good group of teams. And the Cowboys are obviously one of those. They present you not only a challenge from their offense, they've got a lot of playmakers there. They've got some all-stars on that defense. You love those kind of challenges, man. I'm telling you. You love playing good football teams. You work so hard at this, and you want that opportunity. That's the approach that I've always taken. It won't change. I'm still trying to figure out that question. Am I the bee or the flower? Which one do you want to be in this cross-pollination? But I guess you want to be the attacker in it, huh?
For you to go 3-3 in the red zone, how much of a greater benefit is that than just one single game for you to get there and get sevens and not threes?
That's important. I've said that before during the preseason that you get down in there, not that we don't like Ryan, but we want to score touchdowns. I mean, that's what you want to do. We take a lot of pride, really, on both sides of the ball, but we take a lot of pride on not having turnovers in a game and scoring points. And defensively, they like to create turnovers, and they don't want to be scored on. So coming out of this, you're presented with a plus 50 set of downs. You want to make sure that you come out with touchdowns there.
This place is on fire. That opening win sets up the whole week. And to open for real at home against a team that you've knocked heads with for 14 years and to be at Arrowhead, what's that going to be like?
Arrowhead will be rocking. We had so much fan support down in Jacksonville, it was crazy. And I couldn't believe how much red was down there. And it just jumps out at you now. I mean, it's not hard picking out who the Chiefs fan were. That lower bowl was just filled with Chiefs fans. And so now we get to multiply that by 100, and then you've got Arrowhead right there, and that's kind of fun bringing somebody in here and letting them experience that, and then making sure that we do our part and play good football.
Don't go away, because after the break, we'll show you how Arrowhead Stadium has become home to the work of some of the most impressive artists in the region. Since its inception in 1972, Arrowhead Stadium has been a nationally recognized architectural landmark. Well, continuing Lamar Hunt's original vision, the Kansas City Chiefs have added to that with some special pieces of art that now adorn the club level and soon will be seen throughout the entire complex to inspire every fan. It indeed is a sight to see.
Yeah, you always get that question, when did you know you wanted to be an artist? I'm one of those people that I can't remember a time when I wasn't drawing or painting or making something.
There was no television, there are no computers, so you had to fill your time in some meaningful manner, and drawing was a good way to do that.
Start drawing cartoons, I think, in kindergarten, and I never stopped.
You know, I don't know if I should say this, but I'll be honest. My first foray into art was graffiti.
Art is my life.
Kansas City, since the age of the locomotive, has been a crossroads of imagination. And in 1972, the aesthetic footprint of Mid-America was elevated with the dawn of Arrowhead Stadium. Lamar Hunt built an architectural masterpiece, a cultural icon in the nation's heartland, a work of art in its own right. Arrowhead's tradition of design and ingenuity continues today.
There are many great things about Arrowhead, but no doubt one of them is the iconic architecture. Having this great art collection that we're building in there is going to enhance it.
We are really endeavoring to build a very fine art collection here that is completely regional in character.
Artists from this region are inspired by the landscapes and waterways, the people and the history of a time and place.
They express something about life and something that's important to them in a totally unique way.
The best thing to approach this is to go into the studio, figure out what's inspiring to you, and just start pushing paint around. That's how I do it. The more risks and the more mistakes I make, the better the painting is.
I really like the idea of making pieces that were about the landscape, not pieces that were just plinked in the landscape.
I can feel like I can step into the paintings and actually become a part of them as I'm working on them.
There are artists that have a sensibility that really addresses what Kansas City, what the region is about. And I think that is what you will see at Arrowhead.
Football fans are a great audience actually to have because they're excited to be here. And they're happy and they're in a good mood. So you're catching people at a great time of their day.
There's just an energy, a game day energy, where people are all sort of buzzing that's pretty infectious no matter what.
I think that this stadium is part of the fabric of Kansas City.
I'm sure it's a great surprise visually to have all the regional important artists that have this great collection that the Kansas City Chiefs have up on the wall.
Seeing it in a familiar setting where they might not normally see it or think of encountering, it's going to be a surprise.
They'll be viewed by a lot of people, and hopefully some of those people will be inspired by the work. So that's a very meaningful project for me.
If we've done our jobs well as artists, then we've tapped into the spirit of this location and to what's going on here. And that's going to come through in the artwork.
Collaborating, sharing our passions, and bringing a community to higher standards is, I think, what we're all striving for. And this example, this project, is a testament to that.
Arrowhead has always been a cultural landmark for Kansas City, but now there is a strong connection between art and sports. I think it's always been there. I think the excitement of the human experience encompasses a wide range of experiences. People can ask me, what's the connection between art and sports? And I can proudly now say to them, go to Arrowhead Stadium and you'll see firsthand.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this week's show. Well, it's a short week coming up for Kansas City. They have to go on the road to face the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night. Yep, the team that Andy Reid coached for 14 years before coming here to Kansas City. Now, we're going to bring you a show even though it's a short week. Just do this. Make sure that you check your local listings with your favorite Kansas City Chiefs affiliate to see when the show will be run. But we're going to bring it to you, the Chiefs and Eagles, in another emotional game. We'll get you set right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.